I'm Sue Patterson, and welcome to the Unschooling Mom to Mom podcast. You know, I believe the best way to conquer your fears and hesitations about unschooling is to get good information and support. That's why I offer you this short weekly podcast to share what I've seen over nearly 30 years so you don't have to learn it all from scratch. The show notes and the blog post will have discounts for you as a podcast listener, so be sure to tap into those. So, let's get to it. When you're moving toward a curriculum-free life with the kids, parents often wonder, okay, so what do we do? This concept of partnering with them is so new to most of us. We were always told what to do by parents, teachers, bosses, and then curriculum companies if we dabbled in traditional homeschooling before this. Over the years, people have referred to unschooling as a kind of dance. Sometimes you lead, sometimes the kids do. But we listen and engage, try things, and make modifications. It's definitely not black and white thinking. And I'll be honest, this can be hard. Sometimes our ideas fall flat. Either we haven't de-schooled very much and we're simply trying to sugarcoat those expected subjects. Well, our kids see right through that. Or maybe they just feel the manipulation. And sometimes the rest of life is busy or difficult, and we have set some really unattainable goals related to creating a sparkly, wonderful life. So what do we do to land somewhere in between? Somewhere realistic. What do we do to give ourselves grace when we have off days, but also have a bit of a plan so we can get back on track? Unschooling doesn't mean no planning. It just means flexibility, noticing the reception, turning off the bulldozer. Lots of us do that, right? We get some resistance, so we press harder. Surely they'll see the wonderfulness or the necessity of what I'm suggesting. Yet they don't. So we get louder, press harder, and then we're in that old familiar power struggle, right? So I want you to incorporate something into your unschooling life. Brainstorming with the kids. This can be your next step as you're getting comfortable with not choosing curricula. Start with things they'd like to do around the house, sometimes solo, sometimes with you, sometimes with the whole family. Don't worry about focusing on subjects. They're in there. That will be your job to notice them. But start with the kids' interests and then expand outwardly from there. If you're really hung up on subjects, grab the Everything Counts ebook. I've broken everything down by subject, so that might help. I'm still working on a younger kid version of this because this Everything Counts ebook was designed for teens. It will still help you see the way real life incorporates subjects, even if you don't have teens yet. This will help you. So, starting with interests, what do they like to do? What's a good time of day to do them? One of the things we do in my membership group is we just look at 1 week at a time. We can get really overwhelmed and incredibly fearful when we're trying to envision how this can work way down the road. Don't dwell there. Stay with this week and move toward brainstorming with them. Replace curriculum time with brainstorm time. Kids don't know all the options that are available to them. That's why those, what do you want to do today, questions meet with shrugs and I don't know responses. Unschooling invites you to shift your focus to real life and away from lesson plans and curricula. And if we're completely honest, sometimes we as the parents aren't sure what all is out there. And we've heard a lot about child-led or kid-driven, so it kind of lets us off the hook. Kids are supposed to tell us what they want to do, right? I'm going to do another podcast on how that concept of unschooling being child-led has caused many a well-intentioned parent to throw in the unschooling towel. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and my unschooling updates email list to get notified when that comes out. I know a lot of you need a little help with this child-led concept. Kids will need some help from us. Not only do we find it a little hard to see what else is out there, it's way harder for them with their limited life experiences. That's why we have to move more into explorer mode ourselves, and we can model this for them. We don't have to set ourselves up as having all the answers. Heck, we don't even know all the questions, and life is so full of so much more than one right answer. That works on a standardized test, but what in life is really like a standardized test? Also, this is why strewing works. We find things and strew the kids' paths with interesting ideas. So if strewing is new to you, I'll leave some links to help you. Podcast number 49 is all about strewing, so you can go there next if you need to. This is about making some plans together. Brainstorming ideas with the kids gives you more of a chance it will be successful. Why? Because you asked their opinion. You got them to engage in a way where they felt heard. And this is the opportunity to help them see what's out there and actually figure out what their opinion is. And one of the key points is leaving room for anyone or everyone to say, no thanks. Kids who aren't crazy about the outdoors may want to brainstorm with you about cooking or movies. And seasons may be a factor too. Think about what time of year a particular activity would be the most fun or the worst time to try it. And remember, every year our kids grow and mature. Their interests change. So you may want to brainstorm with them a few times a year. Unschooling parents approach all of this with curiosity. What would be fun to try? What's a way the family can connect more? What resources do we need to find to make this work? You can also help them see that they don't have to love the idea of something to give it a try. Some kids are really hesitant because they think they'll get stuck there. Give them some options for how to end it early if they hate it. Or maybe you have to spend more time building trust back with them. If this all sounds good, but you're needing a little help yourself about what else is out there, I have a brainstorming guide that can walk you through how to get going with this. Lots of unschoolers use this as their annual planner. What kinds of things are we going to fill up our lives with at home or out in the community? It helps you to be more intentional about how you're going to spend time together. Some families have printed it out and the whole family started filling out the prompts over several sittings. All of this brainstorming will help you learn more about your kids and what they're leaning toward or away from. So this brainstorming guide will help scratch that itch if you're a planner and want to know what some next steps could be. All right, so that's my message this week. Brainstorming with the kids about things to try, trying out hobbies, seeing what's out there. This is what you do instead of focusing on subjects and curriculum. Make a plan, then implement it 1 week at a time. This will give you the chance to modify it as you go, based on the weather, or other activities that are on the calendar, or how everyone feels. All those are things that are real factors. And that's where I want us to stay, firmly basing our expectations on reality. I think this is a good plan to do that. I'm Sue Patterson, and you've been listening to the Unschooling Mom to Mom podcast. You can follow Unschooling Mom to Mom on Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, and even YouTube. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever your favorite listening platform is, and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Unschooling Mom to Mom pep talk. Thank you for listening. Happy unschooling, and enjoy your kids.